Hello, my name is Chris Melody Fields Figueredo. I'm the Executive Director of the BOWD Initiative Strategy Center, and this is my June 2022 thought leadership piece, entering the second term of leadership, head raised, and daring to be powerful. June, the sixth month, the midway point of the year, a time to reflect back on where we've been and where we're going. This month where summer begins, bringing heat waves and longer days to frolic in the sun. This month marks the start of a period of celebrations and rest, ushering in hope and joy. And after the few months and years that have challenged our hearts and spirits, we need this period to get ready to build tomorrow's world. Last year, I wrote about my personal struggles with my queer and immigrant identities, which made me question my worth. I often speak and write about how raising a Black girl and working with Black women in the movement have shaped me. All of this guides my leadership and vision for the world I am trying to build for our people. So it is fitting that in June, we celebrate Pride, Immigrant Heritage, and Juneteenth. As we reach this midpoint in the year and reflect, centering and celebrating these communities is critical to move ourselves closer to equity, justice, and liberation. In my own reflection about the challenges we face and what lies ahead in order for us to build tomorrow's world, a world we have never seen, but all people deserve, these words from Audre Lorde are on my mind. It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. In June, we celebrate and affirm communities who have been othered, who have been denied seats at tables, who were not included or provided the freedoms originally imagined in our democracy. As we demand to be seen and heard, to have rights long denied to us, to eliminate systems of oppression, it isn't at the exclusion of others. We know that the world will be better and more beautiful if what seems to make us different is no longer seen as a barrier to justice and liberation. By recognizing, accepting, and celebrating queerness, Blackness, and immigrant heritage, we gain entry to a world where everyone thrives. June is also important to me personally. It is a marker in my leadership journey at BISC. On June 25th, I will celebrate 4 years at BISC. Last month, I joked at BISC board meeting that if I were running for president, I'd be running my re-election campaign for my second term. Every year I have used this as an opportunity to showcase the progress we've made. But the truth is, second terms are incredibly challenging. We've had a period of rapid growth these last 4 years at BISC. But I know moving forward, my success as a leader will no longer be measured by how far we have come, but whether I can keep us moving forward. And the conditions on the road ahead are less than ideal. Given what we face in 2022 with our climate, our economy, with rights and freedoms, with safety and justice and more, we face a cliff where all the gains we've made teeter on the edge. We are in scary and troubling times where we have a choice to make. On one side, we can allow ourselves to become enveloped by the vast darkness beneath our feet. And if we do, fear will rise, scarcity mentality will cause fractions, chaos will swirl around us. Doubt will whisper in our ears, causing us not to look up from that precipice and see our North Star, because it will tell us the world we seek is impossible to reach. Or, we can remember that progress is not linear. It is not stagnant. It ebbs and flows. It evolves and changes. Fierce, fear, scarcity, chaos, and doubt will not deter me from my vision that ballot measures are the love letters to our people that move us closer to liberation. So I am making the choice to meet the challenges ahead, head lifted and daring to be powerful. I will be unapologetic and unafraid, denying the voices that tell me otherwise. I will celebrate the differences that make us great, dipping into the well of hope and joy. And I need all of you to join me, because I cannot do it alone.